Warriors-Cavs, Game 2 of the NBA Finals set for Sunday at 5 p.m. in the Pacific Time Zone. And on Saturday at Oracle Arena, we heard from head coach Steve Kerr after the team's practice.
Steve, Michael Levy, Yahoo Sports. What have you noticed with Kevin Durant during this postseason run compared to last year? It seemed like last year was a much easier ride, but it seems more challenging. What have you seen about what he's shown you?
Same thing that our team has shown. You know, last year was a pretty smooth ride, and we were clicking. We didn't have injuries. We had a pretty healthy run. I think this year it's just been harder. I think overall, just because of the cumulative wear and tear of the journey. So Kevin's been, he's still been great. He hasn't probably been as consistent as he was last year, but neither have we. You know, I would say that about every one of our guys. So it's been a little different vibe, but that's okay. You know, every trip's a little different, and we're right where we want to be, and we're all very confident that we're going to get better from here.
In the center?
Coach Logan Murdock-Berry, News Group. In the conference call, you said that Andre was doubtful and he wasn't on the court today. At least we didn't see him. And is there a fear that, you know, he might not make it to this series? Is there any fear of that for you?
It's just day to day. We don't think about, you know, what's going to happen later on. It's just each day he's getting a little better, and he's still doubtful for tomorrow, but making some strides.
Right side, fourth row.
Tom Haberstroh, Bleacher Report. A couple coaches this year had to take a leave of absence with health issues relating to sleep as part of it. You've always been big on work-life balance, and I'm wondering where you got that, who influenced you on that front, and secondly, I was just curious, when do you think you got your best sleep in your career as a player, coach, executive, and broadcaster?
I'll answer the second one first. Player, definitely. Like the game day nap, you know, my good friend Judd Bushler, who just recently became an assistant coach for David Fizdale in New York. He left the Lakers. He joined the Knicks. And when Judd retired, I said, you missed the game. And he said, I missed two things, naps and per diem. And so that's the right answer. But naps are like a ritual for players. And it's different as a coach. I think as a player, you sort of earn it with the physical energy that you expend, and then it just feels normal and feels natural. And but that's a game day routine for every player. Well, Marv definitely put me to sleep at times. Yeah. First part of the question was work-life balance. I think Phil and Pop made a big influence on me. You know, I think when I was a player, I kind of wondered if coaches were like holed up in their office all night, sleeping on the cot. I wasn't exactly sure how it worked. And both those guys had such diverse interests outside of the game. And, you know all the stories about both of them. And I think seeing how interesting they both were and how devoted to their families they were and their kids and how interested they were in our lives, what besides just what was going on in basketball, I think they really influenced me. And then when I became a coach, I was obviously lucky. We had a lot of talent, but it's evident pretty quickly that, you know, there's only about five or six ways to guard the screen and roll. And if you think you're going to find another one by being in your office at 11 o'clock at night, you're mistaken. So you got to put the work in, but you got to have a good life too.
Ann up front.
Ann Killian, San Francisco Chronicle. One of the talking points since game one has been that performance by LeBron and the way it ended, that the Cavs might be very deflated. And as in, you know, your experience as a player and a coach, just what are you expecting to see from your opponent tomorrow night?
Well, I know it's not the exact same team, but we had them down 3-1 a couple of years ago, and they might have been deflated, and they came back and won. So we're expecting another great effort from them. And we've been through this too many times. You know, we beat Houston on the road in game one, and the narrative was, series is over. And it seems to always be that way. You know, there's just overreaction after a game. And not blaming all of you in this room. It's the other media people who are out on the floor. No. Those guys don't get it. You guys get it. It's one game. And, you know, the series changes with each game. And so all we've done is 1-1, and we're on to the next one.
Tim on the left side.
When you went over the tape, obviously LeBron scored 51, but were you generally okay with the looks you gave up? Do you think they were challenged most of the time, or were you upset with some of those looks?
With him in particular?
Yeah.
Okay with some of them. I didn't think we made him work hard enough, though. I thought everything was smooth sailing for him. And, you know, it's one thing to have a philosophy where you're going to say, hey, we're going to, you know, make this guy beat us and shut everybody else down. You can have that philosophy in general. A lot of teams have done it, you know, with superstars in the past, whether you're talking about Kobe or Michael or LeBron or whoever. But it only works if you actually make the guy have to really use a lot of energy. And so that's not necessarily our strategy. You know, of course, we're trying to keep other guys down. But we've got to make them work harder in general. I thought our defense was subpar the other night.
When you say make it harder or make them, is that more into him? Is that generally what you think when you say make it harder?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've studied, you know, the sets that they like to run, and so you get to a certain set, you've got to, you know, when to put pressure on him, when to back off. And it's kind of typical in a series. The first game, you sort of feel it out. And then you start to get more comfortable. And but yeah, we got to put more pressure on him. We can't just sit back and let him pick us apart.